Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here with Ari Goretzky of ESET. Ari, welcome.
Thank you for having me today.
So all of us know that Windows 8 is coming very soon in the October timeframe with lots of changes, more tablet-oriented format. But underneath the covers, there's actually some fairly significant changes that have some security implications, including the elimination of the age-old BIOS that many of us will remember seeing at the old DOS prompt days. Ari, what is BIOS and why is it going away?
BIOS is actually the technology that was used to configure a computer's hardware back in the old days. It's a two-decade-old system of getting the computer all set up and ready to load the operating system. That's worked good for a long time, but it's had a lot of limitations as computer technology has advanced. So it's now being replaced with a new technology called Unified Extensible Firmware Interface, or UEFI for short.
Great. So there's going to be this new UEFI, but what is the security implication? Because in our earlier discussions, you were telling us how BIOS was really a fairly significant target for malware.
That's right. A computer that uses a BIOS to initialize itself does not really have any security at that point. It's wide open at that time, and malware can just play about on the system. What the UEFI specification has introduced is a series of controls to allow the computer to boot up, to load that operating system securely. So you get rid of a whole class of malware that starts up before the operating system has a chance to even load.
So you're telling me that there's a number of ways over the years that this malware has found its way into the BIOS. Can you kind of walk us through how this malware would actually get in at the BIOS?
The malware doesn't actually get into the BIOS, but it actually gets into the little space between where the BIOS finishes doing its job and the operating system loads. There really was no trust mechanism for switching between those, and if you had a virus-infected floppy diskette in the A drive of your computer, well, you might accidentally boot from that. Lord knows I left a floppy in the computer enough times when I booted back in the old DOS days, and you'd infect yourself off of that floppy diskette. Once the virus was in memory, it would go ahead, it would infect the hard disk drive, and it would spread to all the other floppy diskettes that you inserted into the system as you access them.
So, Ari, you're talking a lot about floppy disks. I think I have a few of those left in my garage somewhere. Nobody really uses them anymore. So is this a fix for a problem that still exists?
Well, actually, it's funny that you mentioned that. The problem actually did go away about the time Windows 95 came out. But the underlying security hole was still there, and it took about 5 or 10 years, but malicious software writers went back and explored and found that the same technique of infecting system areas of a hard drive was still valid and used that to create a whole nother layer of pernicious, very sophisticated threats, what we call rootkits, and more specifically, a kind of rootkit called a bootkit that attacked this area of the disk.
You know, a lot of folks are maybe going to move to Windows 8 computers, and there's this new standard. Who's really going to see the new replacement? Is it going to be everyone? Is it people are going to just download it to all their systems? When does this hit, and who does it affect right out of the gate?
That's a great question. This is a change in hardware, so it is going to only be appearing when you purchase a new computer. For that matter, UEFI-equipped systems have been on the market for a few years now, but because there's not been any operating system that widely takes advantage of them on the Windows side, the technology has been more or less sitting there disabled, waiting for this big change to happen. If you're buying a new computer, though, you will get one with the UEFI firmware on it, and the operating system and the firmware will just transparently set up the trust relationship and allow you to securely boot up the system.
Terrific. So this is the first of a series of podcasts and other resources we're going to have available on Windows 8 and what that means for security and privacy. So keep listening to the Malware Report and visit blog.eset.com to keep an eye on what's happening with Windows 8. Ari, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me today.
You've been listening to the Malware Report. We'll see you next week.